Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, we have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, family?
And also on this episode, we have Ant. What's up, Ant?
You're free gunner.
And facts. But
right off the bat.
And on this podcast, as y'all know, we give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. And when we start the pod, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts, whatever. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of Leek?
Man, as our listeners already know, like I said, last episode, we bumping Kendrick all week. You know what I'm saying? We waiting on 12 o'clock high key. I might pull an all nighter or some shit. I don't know. Nah, I doubt it. I'm old. I'm gonna be asleep. But yeah, that's what we bumping.
All right, bad. What about you, man?
I'm definitely. I ain't gonna lie. I'm on the same wave, and I'm blasting ASAP Rocky, and you know, free Gunna. So I'm definitely blasting some YSL. All right.
I've been bumping that LMAO. That she got a new fan out of me with that. I fuck with that project, especially that song she got with Lucky Day, like that. What else? Kendrick, of course. Can't wait till 12 o'clock as I'm recording, obviously. But basketball basically ain't nothing too much. I'll stop watching Atlanta for real. No, it's just like I don't know what's going on. It's like just not a good season. I mean, I'm gonna get back into it. So there was a picture of a couple that bought a house, and the caption was, "Thanks, OnlyFans. Couldn't have done it without you. We are finally homeowners. So happy for us, baby. We completed one of our goals. I love you." So basically, this woman has an OnlyFans and she's in a relationship. So let's say a guy asked her boyfriend or husband or whoever for the OnlyFans link. Should he be mad? All right, go ahead, Leek.
Shit, nah. You're trying, you know, contribute to your family. You feel me? Shit, send me the link.
All right. What about you, Ant?
Fact, supporting local business, bro. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what you're doing. Fuck it. All right, man.
Why you mad? Because I'm paying part of your bill, bro.
Fact. Shit. Yeah, good point.
But you, nah. You having a link on your fucking profile too in that bio.
Yeah, I mean, if he knows, he really can't be mad for real, like.
Or shit, he probably in it too.
Okay. Yeah, for real, yeah, like, yeah, like it's not lit, like it's just dumb. I don't know why he would be mad at all.
I ain't gonna lie, I just don't get this whole OnlyFans thing. Period. Like, I kind of get it with the celebrities, you know, because you know, but like the regular motherfuckers, like, you know. As Ant would say, the local businesses, I don't quite understand that.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
I mean, hey, get it how you live. I don't judge nobody, but like, I'm not buying that shit, period. But I'm definitely not buying it for somebody that like I know. Like, type guy, like, I just think that shit's weird for real. But niggas be doing that shit clearly.
He said, I could see it for free.
Oh, like, I don't know. That shit weird. Keep that shit over there.
Alright, so moving on. Leek sent this in the chat. A tweet from Mariah Lowe 549 says, "Every girl has a side nigga. Mark my words, when you acting up, we text and FaceTime our side nigga and tell him all about you." So do you guys believe that at all?
Hell yeah. I ain't gonna say all girls though, but like I do feel like them, you know, the ones that still kind of like young minded in a sense. Hell yeah, they got a little side nigga. They still like texting. Oh, that's my brother. Yeah, they got one of them.
But what if their relationship is strictly platonic?
What you mean?
They're just friends.
I mean, it's subjective. You know how that goes. you got some niggas that's you know, genuinely is like they're just a friend. Then you got some niggas that's, you know, a friend until she says, you know, come over at 11 o'clock. So
you know, making third shift, damn.
Exactly.
Dang, with the baby and the baby going to sleep and shit. God damn, that's a foul shit. God damn,
eating the baby snacks and shit. Eating I'm telling you, snacks. It's crazy. God, it's crazy out here, bro.
Hey yo, put a little money in her pocket. When he leaves.
That's
crazy.
That man took some money from the
house. That's crazy. So, and that man in a relationship too. Damn. Like,
you know, shit. Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. I can't relate. But I'm just saying. But do you believe that to be true?
No, that's fact. It definitely is. It's just because, like Malik was saying, it's just that mindset that I guess younger people have, but. Or it could be people with trust issues too. Never know.
Big fact.
But still, that kind of defeats the purpose if you having trust issues when you're the person. Yeah, you know what I mean. But it ain't here or there.
Yeah, I mean, like this kind of like goes back to what we were talking about a few weeks ago with Sierra and Roxanne. Check that episode out if you haven't listened to it yet. It's called "What's Your Favorite Color." But I can't believe you niggas, man. But anyway, but no, nah, I mean, like, I'm not gonna say it's true because I'm not like one of those birds of a feather flock together. But I've heard some stories about some shit like that, and yeah, like y'all some crazy. Foul people in this world. That's crazy.
It would be the warehouse workers, yo.
The warehouse workers. Oh my gosh, yo.
All right, know the
that's YC right there.
If them J. Cole walls could talk, my nigga, I swear to God.
J. Cole, EX3, America.
Oh my God. Yo.
What the fuck, bro? Oh my God.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I never worked a warehouse job, but I heard them stories, yo. Yo.
You man, might look for a turn shit, in that, bro.
Yo, facts.
Everyone. If you lived in YC, you had to work at Assurance.
I did once. Work at Assurance. But,
what?
Nah, I was in school when y'all was working, I couldn't work full time. Stop. But nah, though, yeah. Y'all, stop being unfaithful to y'all partners and just break up with them, god damn it. So, moving on. So, allegedly, Kim Kardashian says that she's having panic attacks without Kanye as her stylist, which I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then in an interview, she said that Kanye said that her career is over, and then he showed me a picture of Marge Simpson wearing something similar. So.
Yo,
what? Does
this
sound like some
kind of shit?
No.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. That's what you get for being with Skeet.
Yo, I can't, bro. Fucking kid.
So, if this is ended to be true, how do you feel about that?
I mean, yo, Kanye is like top designer, quote unquote. Like, yo, definitely was her stylist.
Yeah,
for years now, kept her, you know, on point. So she probably a little rusty. You know what I mean, I wouldn't put it past it. Now the whole panic attack thing, I think that means she got some like insecure issues or some shit. There's no reason to have like panic attacks. I feel like that's just a little too deep. But I mean, you know, at the same time, she is kind of like in that like, you know, top influencer. Like you get paid $1 million to post on Instagram. So
yeah,
no cap, she can't pay more. I ain't trying to jock ride or nothing, but
nah, she probably is at this point.
Hey, this nigga wall holder. But hey, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
I mean, I guess I could understand because. Like Malik was saying, if she's a certain status or whatever, she got to keep a certain look. And yeah, when she got with Pete, that swag style, all that kind of went down the drain. And yeah, I kind of see that Marge look that he's talking about. And I mean, and what do you expect from Kanye? I mean, remember he was supposed to give Drake a beat, and then Drake said, "Oh yeah, this man dropped a song with nonsense on it, doopity stoop, doop doop doopity." Remember that song?
Yeah.
Right. So that man about to troll. So of right. course he's about to say something about that panic attack.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why she had a panic attack. It's not like she can never dress. I mean, I personally don't give a fuck about fashion like that, but like. It's not like she could, in my eyes, it's not like she can never dress. I mean, I will say Kanye, like, did upper status, but it's not like she couldn't. So
did you see how she was dressed when she was with Ray J?
I mean, that was like 05, 06, though. Like, come on now. Everybody, and mom dressed terrible.
And Kanye was still looking fly.
I mean, 05, 06, around that time. I want you to go back and look at them pictures right now. Would you wear anything Kanye got on right now?
No, but that's exactly trends. That's fashion. That's fashion, bro.
I'm just
that's
saying. Fashion. Though, those were the trends I was in. So I can't necessarily be mad at what they looked like back then.
Facts, but baggy casual jeans are in now, so never know. Yeah, probably not the tall tees and probably not the polos and shit, but
I mean no
baggy pants is definitely back.
Nah, we gotta bring back tall tees for real. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm with it. 3-6 Mafia here. That. I'm with it.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like the airbrush shit definitely gonna come back in full effect.
I ain't mad at that.
The custom airbrush shirts, y'all remember that shit at the mall?
Hell yeah.
That shit coming back. I ain't gonna lie. So I was at Target and I saw a shirt that was like fake airbrushed. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, nah, son, not again.
I mean, wasn't that kind of a wave like the past year because of Aaliyah? Is that her name?
I mean, remember? Not Aaliyah specifically, but just that year, what the that fuck early 2000s.
What
did you just ask? It's like, nah, what did you just ask?
Is that her name?
Yo, go ahead.
He definitely did say that. I was going to let that slide, but he did say that.
Nah, continue. I just need to, like, ask that.
Oh, nah, that's all I really
do. I ain't going to be fake.
I mean, she definitely do got it. An airbrush shirt from Target. I definitely do have that shirt too. The black joint. I ain't gonna lie. I got that.
But it's just ironic that Dev the stepdad would have that shit in his wardrobe.
Why he go like? What does me want like not mind be a stepdad guy? Be after his shirt, yo.
I don't know. That's just some shit you would do. I don't know.
What the fuck? I fuck with the shirt. What the hell? I like this shirt. What the hell?
There's no disrespect to that like that, bro. I'm just saying.
That's I'm just saying. I like the shirt, so I'm on. Like the hell?
It's lit. Shout out to Aaliyah.
But not a fact. Shout out to Leah. Rest in peace. But so moving on. ASAP Rocky. Shout out to ASAP Rocky. New future father any day now, I think. He was on Drink Champs recently, and he basically said Travis Scott bit his style. Now, I want both of you guys' opinions on this. I don't know why I said it like that. Like, I wasn't going to ask that anyway, but go ahead.
I mean, can I go first real quick?
Nah, go first. Hey, I really want to hear yours. Yeah.
This shit has been a topic since, like, 2015, 14, whenever they were in a picture together. Mm-hmm. Yo, they told him. He even said it. ASAP Rocky said it. Nah, I'm going to let the people decide who original, who a phony, who biting. So, I mean, I guess the people didn't notice it, and I'm guessing that's why ASAP stepped away from music for so long, to be real with you. Ooh. To let kind of Travis get his wave, because you can't lie, when ASAP was gone, Travis was kind of hot, wasn't he?
I mean, still is hot.
When Goosebumps, that's what I'm trying to say. And where's Travis at now? He's low key. Where ASAP at now? I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like ASAP was kind of letting Travis get his wave, and I think the Travis wave kind of died down a little bit after that concert shit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, facts. Yeah, sure.
Not taking credit away from Travis, because I'll still definitely bump some Goosebumps. I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't listen to that shit for like 2 hours straight. But
you listen to one song for 2 hours straight?
No cap. Goosebumps.
I ain't gonna lie, I did that type shit before. Not with Goosebumps, but yeah.
I mean, like, when I was driving, I had like a song on repeat, but I never, like, not for two hours.
Yo, it was like 2 hours. That shit was just heat. I don't know why. I can do that with music for some reason, but then after that, yeah, it kind of. But anyway, fucking, I honestly do believe, and ASAP even said it, and everybody knows. Even if you compare like a picture to them, they kind of look like brothers or twins because the same. Travis copied his haircut, copied the grills. You know what I mean? Just not the tattoos and shit.
Well, all right, Leek, how do you feel about this topic?
I'm gonna be honest. I just totally disagree. Like, I mean, Travis, when he first came out, yo had like nappy afro hair, like. Usually niggas, when they come out with the nappy afro hair, either get braids or dreads. So, I mean, like, yo, braids, like, how ASAP have it, is not, like, he didn't invent that shit. You know what I mean? And even if you look at this shit, like, Travis actually get his shit lined up, and ASAP don't. His shit is more natural. So, it's like, what the fuck are we really talking about? Music, they sound totally different. Goosebumps sound nothing like ASAP shit. It sounds nothing like LSD. It sounds nothing like.
Alright, so thank you. Thank God you just said that. It's drug influence, though. It's like supposed to be that trippy shit, that psychedelic inspired shit.
Nigga, that's the music now. Period. Yeah, just turn on the radio. All the music is drugged. Everybody's on drugs, bro. Everybody's on drugs. Everybody on weed, everybody leaned out, just turn on the radio. Everybody popping a pill. So it's like, them niggas.
No, I'm playing.
Yo, bugging.
This should be on songs, the motherfuckers be lit. So, no, I hear you.
Hey, nah, bro. Like, I see them niggas as two totally different niggas.
I know. For me, like, I never understood. They like what Leek said. I never understood the whole comparison thing.
That's a model for crying out loud. Not to cut you off. I'm sorry, but like, they just two totally different niggas.
Isn't
like,
ASAP a model?
He is. ASAP Rocky. He's the first black Dior. Oh yeah, yeah. Like he's legit. Like
yeah, he is.
You feel what I'm like? They're two totally different niggas. Exactly. Like I'm sorry. I never got it.
Yeah, like you're like, other than the fact they're two black dudes with braided hair, I never understood the whole comparison thing. I just think it's funny how Rocky said Rocky. Everybody knows Rocky has like Houston influences in his sound.
Talk about it.
That he says somebody from Houston bit his style. That's what I think is weird.
Talk about it.
Even though Travis,
I think when they say style, I think they mean like music video ways and like dressing and stuff. Because I mean, I don't know.
Never seen Travis Scott in a fucking kilt.
Yeah,
like
yeah, bro. Like I would say Rocky does dress better than Travis. Pause.
Fact.
Just in case. But
nah, fashion's fashion. You fly. Fuck all that.
I mean, yeah, but it's just like I never saw why they got compared, other than the fact they kind of look alike. Like I never understood that whole shit.
I don't even see that.
I mean, like, other than the fact, I said kind of like, other than the fact, like I said, other than the fact, they're facts. Two black guys with braided hair. I don't.
Facts.
I just don't, like, fucking act like. Yeah, I don't know why they ever got compared. Like, I can easily tell the difference between an ASAP Rocky song and a Travis Scott song. Not that hard. Yeah.
Even the auto tune is totally different. Like, two totally, like, it's different, bro.
I never understood that. Like, yo, like, who started this bullshit? That's what I want to know.
I feel like it was them or him.
No,
was
it? Oh, I swear, like, I was, it was like 2015, 2016. I seen a post on social media talking about ASAP, Travis Scott looks like, no, ASAP Rocky looks like Travis Scott's little brother. It was some shit like that. Like, it was like, towards like, kind of like dissing Rocky or some shit. I'm like, they're not the same person. Yeah, I just don't get it. I just don't.
So one thing I saw, that's the video still funny to me. It was Travis Scott somewhere, And they was like, y'all at ASAP, ASAP. He's like, I'm not no ASAP, you fucking bitch. I ain't gonna lie, that shit was funny. But, like, other than that, I don't know. That shit different. I don't get it. Leave that shit over there.
For real, please, because they don't look.
So I was gonna say, so let me ask this. If Travis wasn't popping, if Travis wasn't, let's say, dropping Rodeo when he did, waited a year, rodeo, whatever the fuck it was, my bad. Because it's clearly ASAP Mob in this bitch. Fuck all that. But yeah, basically, y'all think ASAP would have been in that spotlight because that's when he kind of went like ghost. But I mean, he also did that testing, whatever the fuck it's called.
Bro, if you ask me, ASAP was living life slash probably fulfilling a contract.
That's fact. That
might plus, be and plus, and plus, Rodeo came out the same year as At Long Last ASAP. So, like, I'm not going to... Like, I don't know.
Facts. And that was a mixtape. Let's keep it 100.
No, it wasn't. It was an album.
Rodeo?
No. Oh, yeah. Rodeo.
I'm going to say that was a mixtape.
No, it wasn't. Rodeo was first. Travis's first album.
No.
Yes, it was.
No.
Welcome to the Rage or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Welcome to Rodeo.
Hold on. I'm about to look at that shit right now.
No, Rodeo was his first album.
No, my boy.
Yo, I'm dead ass. Like,
no, that's mixtape era.
Rodeo. Rodeo is the debut studio album by American rapper, record producer Travis Scott.
Wait, which one I'm thinking of?
You mean Days Before Rodeo? That was the mixtape.
That's probably okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's my bad. My bad.
Yeah, so
I ain't gonna cap. I know.
Yeah, you got that. I was definitely thinking Days Before the Rodeo. My bad.
Wait, what?
And then what is called?
What question? What's called?
That mixtape, Days Before the Rodeo.
Days Before Rodeo. What about it?
Nah, that's what I was thinking of. Except for yeah.
Oh yeah, but I was saying like, At Long Last, ASAP dropped the same year as Rodeo, and like it wasn't like ASAP Rock like. Rocky's popularity died down. Like, he was doing other shit outside of music. And plus, he dropped two of the Cozy Tapes mixtapes in 2016 and 2017. So, it wasn't like he was irrelevant. Like, for real, for real.
And keep it 100. Them shits wasn't even popping like that.
What, the Cozy Tapes?
Yeah.
They weren't, but...
Like, they had a couple of songs, don't get me wrong, but...
I ain't gonna lie. Like, Cozy Tapes 2 was my favorite project. Was one of my favorite projects of 2017, for real, for real.
What is it? What was it?
Cozy Tapes 2.
I can't even think of a song off that bitch.
Fucking Be Your Friend with it was. I know Smokey Margell is on that. Then you got Frat Rules with Rocky, Sean, and Cardi. Those songs are my shit right there. But yeah. How do we get to this part of the discussion?
I don't know. Shit just be happening. We just be talking about.
What did you ask?
I asked if Travis ain't released the shit when he did, if he released it later, would ASAP be more famous? Would ASAP basically be the one with the Nike collab? Would ASAP be the one with the McDonald's collab? Would instead of it saying Cactus Jack, would it be saying ASAP Mob?
I mean, he got a collab with Dior.
I'm
pretty sure he's doing fine in that in the endorsement department.
Bro, he's doing shit with Jeremy Scott. Like, he's good. He's in fashion, period.
That's what I'm saying. ASAP Rocky is in
fashion. But what I'm trying to say is...
I don't see ASAP doing that.
Yeah, like, Travis Scott, like, connects, like, to teenagers more and shit.
Facts.
Don't get me wrong. I fuck with Travis as an adult, but, like...
He fucks with action figures and shit like
Right? Yeah, like, I can't see ASAP having an action figure or a McDonald's collab. Like, I can't see him having, like, a show like Travis at all, either. Like... Really, who the fuck started comparing these two niggas, man?
Like,
two totally different niggas.
Like, bro. Real shit. Like,
two totally different
like,
niggas.
Like, bro. Like, so,
why is my dumb ass still trying to defend saying that, yeah, they copied? Nah, the fuck? Yeah, you right. Y'all right. Like, two different motherfuckers, bro. Hang on. That sounds stupid.
Like, for real. Like, damn. So, moving on to the last topic. Jack Harlow's doing a press run for his album, which I'll say is getting a little too much hate, I will say.
The album?
It's getting a little too much hate. Like, if you don't like it, you don't like it, but it's not that bad.
I'm telling you, he sound like Drake Ghostwriter, yo.
That's like, it's not that bad. Like, I'm not going. I mean, I like his last shit better, but that's neither here nor there. That's a different topic for a different episode.
If that was the case, it would have been number one.
I think it's going number one. Who else dropped this week? That's
Kendrick.
Kendrick's not going to count for right the Monday. Where,
yeah, facts.
Right. Yeah, like, I think he is going number one, but nah. That's beside the point. He was on Hot 97, and Ebro decided to. Based on the clip, it looks like he played a Brandy song, and they made Jack Harlow guess who's singing the song, and one of the hints, I think either him or Rosenberg was like, her brother made a sex tape, made a lot of people famous. And then Jack Harlow said, who's Ray J's sister? So the original topic was, do you think younger artists should start paying homage to legends of the past and shit? And do you want to let the listeners know why we had to change the topic?
loud and clear.
Had that same energy.
Yeah, please. Had that same energy.
Who the fuck y'all talking about made a sex tape? What the fuck? Ray J? Who? Mm-hmm. Who's his sister? No cap. Who?
Oh my god.
No cap.
Oh my gosh. Yo. Yo.
Offer me a sack right now. I swear to God, I don't know.
You. Just. Ooh. All right. Y'all still ain't tell me. If you can't tell, he does not know who Brandy is. So, I got to. Having this debate vocally, is Brandy a legend? Go ahead and go first.
A legend of what?
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
Bro, I literally just said who. And y'all gonna give me one first name. What's the last name?
It's Norwood, but she always went by Brandy.
Brandy? Nigga, it's Brandy.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
It's like, only one name is needed.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
who?
Like, you got Monica, you got who else would just do my first name? Drake, that's a middle name, but Drake. Who else? That's beside the point. How can you not consider Brandy to be a legend?
Yes, don't even tell me who the fuck Brandy is. What she do to be a legend? Who is she?
Bro, she's the first black princess.
Disney princess Cinderella. Yes.
Oh, she from
what? What it say, bro? Youngest or one of the youngest to win a Grammy off that song "Wanna Be Down."
Wanna be down? That I don't know. If she was the youngest, but she definitely did get a Grammy for
that. She was young as shit. This nigga, bro.
Yo, what do you say?
I wanna be down. That's the name of the song.
Yes. I want to be down. That's what the song's
called. Yo, you going to stop this.
He's being an Brandy, asshole.
Yo. Come on.
No, I'm being that. I'm trying to Google search this because y'all ain't telling me what the fuck she did. Y'all told me two things.
Bro, yeah, but see, you act like she's not Google. Bro, like, nigga, right, you literally really type in Brandy, and she's going to pop right up. Like,
bro, I typed in Brandy and she didn't pop right up.
You're lying like shit. I'm gonna let you know that right now. If you type in Brandy, Brandy's a common ass name. So of course, if you type in Brandy, she might not pop up. But if you type in Brandy, I wanna be down. Brandy, the boy is mine. Brandy, Moesha. Brandy, Cinderella. She's gonna pop up.
My high ass put Brady.
Then he bring up Moesha.
But yo, you want to take a wild guess of an artist that Brandy did ad-libs for? That somebody did ad-libs for her?
Like, used her as an ad-lib?
No.
What are you talking about?
This artist did ad-libs for her on her music. Take a wild guess.
Ray J?
Probably, but no. Think bigger.
Dang, so Ray J ain't famous?
Ray J is famous, but think bigger than Ray J.
I mean, you gotta give me a hint. Come on, bro. Like, man, what the fuck?
I'm not gonna give you a hint.
like fucking DMX.
Michael Jackson do ad libs for her, bro. Come on now. She was the first to have her own Barbie doll. Come on now.
Mm. Like, hold on, why are you yelling at me? Like,
I'm saying though, like, how is she not a legend, bro? Like, it's like me and Lee keep giving you facts, and you keep saying she's not a legend. Like, bro, what?
I
like,
just what said, I don't know who she is. That's all I said. I don't know though.
But we trying to tell you, bro, you gotta get familiar. And that kind of goes back to like the original topic. Like, yo, people gotta like pay some sort of homage to the people that came before them. Like, it's only right, especially in our culture, because our history was already stripped from us, so why would we strip it from ourselves again?
Yeah, bro.
Especially on some entertainment shit, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro.
Like, yo, like Jack Harlow didn't even know Brandy and Ray J were sisters, or siblings, bro.
Which is wild.
Like, how you gonna immerse yourself in a predominantly black culture and don't know that? Like, to me, that's common knowledge, like, I don't know. Like, that shit weird, man. But yeah.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I'm going to keep it a buck. I probably seen her, but I personally do not know who this is.
Yo, I ain't going to lie. You know what that tell me, bro? That tell me it's a lot of niggas adopted in the culture, bro. That's what that tell me. It's a lot of adopted niggas out here.
Like, seriously, though, like, how can you... Like I questioned, like I said, like, how can you sit there and be a part of black culture and don't know certain shit? Like I'm not going to be like, nah, you can't be a rapper no more, or you can't listen to rap no more, or wear hip hop fashion or nothing. But like, come on,
that's
now,
what y'all making it sound like though.
No,
I ain't gonna lie. That's how I feel like right now. Like,
but
damn,
it's certain shit you should know though. It's kind of like, it's kind of like damn near like, what is it, to be a citizen? Like, you just got to know simple shit. Like, what's the 4th of July? How many states it is? Like, shit like that.
Yeah,
that's kind of one of those things. Like, all
right, y'all want to be like that? All right. Y'all eat tacos? You like tacos?
I know where you're going with this.
I know, you know exactly where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
You know exactly where I'm going.
I literally said, I'm not saying you can't listen to rap. You can't wear hip hop fashion. No, I did not
definitely
say
that.
You just said I'm adopted.
I just said you got an incorrect answer on your sheet. That's all I said.
Educate me like I learned about best love. Shit, I ain't come out the womb listening to it. I had to learn about it, you know what I mean?
That's why, you know, niggas try and teach him. That's it. And it's for anybody in the further future to know, like, yo, they are siblings.
Yeah, like, they are siblings.
I was saying is...
And Snoop Dogg
and also on top of that, recognize just Brandy and all the work that she has done in her career.
Do not call her Ray J's sister. Ray J is Brandy's brother, if anything. No disrespect
Brandy's,
to Ray J.
Brandy's little brother. J. Don't forget that part. That's Brandy's little brother. Shit.
What were you saying, Ed?
I ain't gonna lie. Hold on, I forgot. I'm still stuck on the adopted part. I ain't gonna tell. Damn, bro.
It's a lot of niggas adopted to the culture, bro. It's a fact. That's a problem, yo. Our culture too welcoming, yo. I don't know. We need. I don't know. Jay-Z probably should have did the commission back in the day or something. I don't know.
I mean, like, I don't mind them being welcoming, but damn, like,
nah, niggas too welcoming.
You just gotta know certain shit, in my opinion, to be like fully immersed in it, like.
Yo, let's be real, yo. Our culture, we let a lot of fuck shit slide, bro.
We really do.
Like, nah, I ain't gonna let that one slide on the podcast, bro. We I keep it real with our culture at the same time. We be letting a lot of fuck shit slide.
Yeah, we do. But so this concludes.
Oh, he was on Rambo.
So all right.
On Rambo too.
Rambo. Not Moesha. Rambo. Not Cinderella. Rambo. Not the boys,
bro. I'm just
Rambo.
I'm just trying to I'm just trying to think because y'all ain't naming projects that she was in. Y'all ain't naming a latest song. Y'all just said the Cinderella, bro. That's from '97.
That's a big movie.
But
what are you talking about,
bro? That's classic.
Whitney Houston was in that shit,
bro. I ain't even watched the Lion and the Beast. I ain't watched no Disney movies. The fuck?
The Lion and the Beast. You can buy two movies together.
That should tell you something right there. I'm fucking crying, bro. I didn't even see the whole Lion King shit.
He said Rambo. Like, Rambo? Rambo.
Just reading the list.
I swear. Rambo, that's... She wasn't even in Rambo. What the hell are you talking about?
That's what the fucking Google says, bro. You said Google that shit? I Google that shit.
She was in Cinderella, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, Double Platinum, Osmosis Jones, Temptations, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor. By the way, that's Tyler Perry's best movie. The Perfect Match and upcoming Best Christmas Ever. That's the only movie she's been in. Robin?
Ain't that the one where she kills the husband? The Tyler Perry movie? I'm not good with movies, bro. I don't watch movies like that.
Nah, Shorty, she was in a boring relationship, so she cheated on her husband with some dude, and she got an incurable STD, and then they broke up and shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, I have seen that. Seen like memes and shit about it.
Yeah,
I remember memes on it.
Yeah.
Okay, but, I think.
Yeah, Brandy was the ex-wife of the dude that gave the wife STI or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. But yeah, though. Stop playing with Brandy's name, man.
Ain't she in the show now, too, bro?
Queens. With Eve.
Yeah, like...
Eve, man. Anyway. She's in the show with Queens with Eve. I still gotta watch that. I'm not tuned in yet.
Me too, but...
Man, you fine. Hey, well, go ahead, Leek.
No, I was just saying, like, I ain't get a chance to really tap into that show yet either, but Brandy definitely a legend out here. Like,
yeah.
Put some respect on that queen name.
So, moral of the story is, if you're going to immerse yourself in a culture, at least educate yourself on it, even if the facts are deemed trivial. Okay? So, that concludes... This guy... All right, so that concludes this week's episode. And when we are finished with the show, we have a final thought to give to the world. So, Leek, what is your final thought to give to the world?
Man, spread more love, less hate, and follow me on all socials. That is just Leek.
All right, bad. So, how about you, Ant?
Man, free wise, though.
That's fine.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit got me so fucking sad, bro. Man, fuck all the people that clowning that shit or making jokes, bro. Man, y'all don't know how big of a fucking Gunna fan I am. That shit made me so fucking depressed. Fuck you. Man. No cap.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit kind of funny. Now, you gotta realize, these niggas rich. They gonna beat that shit, number one.
Whoa. You sure about that?
Number two, we'll
see how it play out. But number two, niggas post on Instagram all day.
Oh, so you're
bro,
trying to say
like,
you're gonna rap? So you're trying to say you're gonna snitch, ain't? Is that what you're saying? Because
I just said
they're
gonna beat that shit. What are you talking about?
That's a wild ass question.
That's the only way to beat it.
Right, like,
I'm just praying that they get out the situation.
last time we saw
a Rico case, let me get my fucking case out, because y'all got me tight now. Because the last time we saw someone in a fucking Rico case, the bitch snitched. And Gunna ain't gonna snitch, so yeah, we ain't about to hear no Gunna music, which makes me so fucking sad. And y'all can hear the passion in my voice. Fuck, man. Damn, fuck y'all. I should have started the show with this shit.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Oh, my God, bro.
Look, y'all letting the whole podcast know my true side. Angry side. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Up, yo, this is too funny, bro.
I mean, damn, man. It's a sad situation, but, like, bro, like, I'm not mad. Like, I hope they beat it, but damn, bitch. I ain't know
bro,
you was
like, at the same time, didn't they say, like, Young Thug bought the fucking car to do the shootout or some shit or somebody?
Yo, like, nah, because niggas was out here thinking Young Thug was sweet because he was, like, in the cross-dressing and shit. I was trying to tell niggas he was a real one, but nobody wanted to listen to me. But
that's why I'm tight, because I know he really did dumb shit, which made him really go to jail like Casanova. Like, I'm really tight.
Yo. This should be a PSA for niggas. Stop doing dumb shit. Niggas gotta stop doing dumb shit. Y'all rich as hell. Why we doing drive-bys? Like,
I mean,
don't we got like fucking secret? What's it called? Secret security and hitmen and shit. Like, I don't know.
That's what Rico is, bro. That's what the fuck Rico is.
Rico a little different.
That's all. That means he funded it, from my understanding of it. Because I don't really know about much. I ain't gonna cap. But all I know is that if this has Rico versus whoever, that person is going down.
Man, I mean, pretty much to an extent. But they be alright if they, you know what I'm saying, if they stay down, they might do like a what is it, GS9, like Bobby Shmurda and them. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that shit did not sound good. I don't give a fuck. That shit did.
What? Yeah, not order? Sound good at the time, I
man. Course. Come on, man.
I mean, but I'm just saying, bro. Yo, but you gotta realize these niggas talk all that shit on record. We just gonna see who real now. That's all.
Of course, he's about to be real.
Say, sit back and enjoy the show.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't seen
fucking it. Show, man.
They gonna have mad music and montages to put out more albums. It's okay. They still got label allegations to fulfill. It's gonna be all right. They billionaires. They got it. Credit lines and some more shit. They be good.
I remember. I mean, like, I'm surprised I haven't seen like Freddie Gibbs like make jokes and shit about Gunna. For real.
I mean, now if Gunna was the snitch, I ain't gonna lie to Rabbit going.
Boy, I don't be tight. I'm like, damn, yo,
that's gonna be some shit. I ain't gonna lie, didn't they deny his bail too? Now I think about it.
Yeah, man, fuck y'all.
Oh, they tried to apply pressure to them niggas. See, Wallo tried to tell him. Wallo again.
Dang, man. Shout out to Gillian Wallo too. My favorite podcast, bro.
Where $1 worth of game.
Yeah. My final thought is make sure you listen to Mr. Morale and the Big Stuffers.
Fast. They just make sure you listen. Up.
They said that's the only up.
That really got me stressed as a mother. Yeah, man, you would swear it's my fucking homie and Joe right now. I'm fucking over here tight.
Yo, they alright, bro. They gonna be eating in that bitch. They good,
my
bro.
Ass.
Yo, whoa.
Hey. We ain't good. We ain't good.
Don't be thinking about no other shit. I'm talking about, we, you know, not what I'm saying, good. Eating good food. It gonna be alright, yo.
We need drip for the summer, bro. We need pushing pee, bro.
Bro, no, they already put that shit out, bro. Just keep we listening need to that drown, stuff.
We need slime. We need all that. We need
influence. You gotta stream that culture. Shit, bro. He gonna need it for his books. You gotta stream. You gotta stream that shit.
The point is, they were the way.
It's not real funny, shit. Man. You gotta stream his shit. You gotta stream all this shit. And when he get home, he gonna have mad music for you, and it's gonna be lovely. Just gotta give it time.
Home, bro.
Yo, they got a picture of Gunna, man.
Yo, freedom guys. Hopefully nobody snitched.
Yeah, for real. Like, he looking bad. Like,
look, watch that be the most shared fucking picture because everybody hating.
Nah, y'all seem like a cool dude though. Like, y'all really help out a lot of people. Like, I'm sure he's gonna be okay, bro. Like, I'm not even saying this to be smart enough. But, like, I really think they gonna be alright. Like, they gonna have to go through the process. It is what it is.
Like,
stay off Instagram.
Like,
stay off fucking Instagram. That's what it comes down to.
I mean, I ain't gonna cap. They were doing more good shit for the fucking hometown and their block than some other rappers out here.
All right. So that concludes this episode. I want y'all to follow the socials at GCC717 on Twitter. Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram and The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, and we out.
Peace.